I remember at the Coach in the 80s, a couple of times, guys rode horses into the bar. And did you
inside?
Know that? Yeah. You know, the Stagecoach bar is now this high-falutin edifice with entryways at the doors. But it used to be that it was just a flat wall, and there's a door at the front and a door at the back. So when you open the door in the wintertime, 30 below wind would come flying in, and the snow would come in. So anyway, there was one door, and then you were into the place. So you could, if you were drunk enough, you could physically ride a horse into the bar. I remember, I don't know who it was, but a guy riding his horse in one time, and everybody, you know, went wild, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's great, and the horse is walking down the length of the inside of the building, and there's a beam, you know, and just clocked the guy right on the head. He goes right off the horse, and I think he got knocked out, or he was close enough to be, he was worthless, and in terms of controlling his horse at that point, he was worthless. And the horse was jumping around, and people are trying to calm the horse down and get it back outside. And I also remember once when there was gunshots in the parking lot, and there was an old guy. He wasn't that old, but he drank a lot, so he really looked old. But Jonesy was the bartender, and I didn't even know, but he had a .357 under the bar. I guess one shouldn't be surprised. So he grabbed his gun, and he literally vaulted over the bar, which I didn't think he was physically capable of doing, but he did it, and he runs out the door. I mean, I think he'd been waiting for this moment ever since he started bartending there. And at that point, I was like, I put my guitar down and went out the back door because I didn't need a stray bullet coming through the window. And yeah, he was a good singer, but he died tragically. In a meaningless gunfight out in the parking lot of the bar. So anyway, but that was interesting.
Did you ever figure out any details about the gunfight?
No, I didn't. Interesting. I wonder if anybody knows anything. I didn't really care, you know. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get out of there. They were having their moment of handgun actualization in their lives, and I wasn't interested. Anyway.
Wow.
Well, believe me, there's... It's sort of like evolution, you know. It's slow and nothing happens for millions of years, and then big catastrophe happens and, you know, the dinosaurs are wiped out. No, most of the time it's pretty boring. But in the history of Jackson Hole, going back, you know, people had dances, especially in the wintertime. Life was hard and bleak and mostly dark. That was the thing that people did in an incredibly rural place, I'm sure all across Wyoming. But so, you know, the tradition of getting together and dancing and partying, and even if that included some fights, which I guess that was sort of a traditional thing to do, to blow off steam. But, you know, I guess dancing and fights are both social, you know. One, you get bruised toes, the other, you get a bruised face, but it's sort of the same
idea.
Social event.
So it sounds like it's gotten more boring. I mean, I've never seen a fight, much less a gunfight.
Yeah, well, consider yourself lucky, but you could probably go in there and piss somebody off if you really tried.